The point of the race is to demonstrate that while a single runner may not interrupt traffic, as everyone knows, if you have a major event on the Mall or at the Capitol in downtown D.C., they block off all the roads, and it's a traffic nightmare. So we thought hosting a 5K race called Trot for Bots would be a great way to stop traffic, and it would be a perfect metaphor for what a botnet does when you have malicious code and viruses that activate these computers that wreak havoc with the internet and cause cybersecurity problems.
Now, are you going to make everybody who's listening very, very angry with you because you're going to mess up their commutes?
We hope to do it on a weekend.
Oh, there you go. And let's use this opportunity to describe, because I think a lot of people hear about these things, bots and all these nefarious things, and they're not really sure what it is. So explain to people what a bot is.
Well, in the simplest terms, essentially a bot or a botnet is usually something that's activated by a virus or malicious code that gets placed in people's computers, and then it gets activated remotely by whomever placed the virus. And then it gets all those computers that are infected to sort of join up as an army to do nefarious things on the internet, to take down websites, to send out spam or phishing emails, then just do a bunch of things that are essentially very, very negative and cause problems.
And I was at this session a couple months ago, and somebody described the internet as essentially it was in front of a big audience, and the way the internet works is essentially it's as if you give a note to somebody at the front of the line and ask all these people to pass it along to the back of the room. And if you have a bot that it can almost essentially fake who it is and can really mess up the traffic as it goes from one place to the other.
Certainly.
And so now let's use the traffic analogy. So describe the relationship here. Make the analogy work for us.
Well, essentially, the idea is, like I said, if you have a few people running on the Mall or downtown, just like if you have a few bad actors out there, it doesn't cause all that much of a problem. There are certainly things that need to be addressed and safety concerns in jogging and in cybersecurity with every individual. But if you get hundreds or thousands of people, just like if you get hundreds of thousands of computers to activate all at once, you can wreak havoc with the transportation infrastructure, be it the road system in downtown D.C. or the internet.
Talk to us a little bit. How did you hear about the National Cyber Awareness Campaign, the challenge, and why did you choose to participate in it?
Well, we partnered with a firm called Legal Networks, and they have been working in the federal government doing cybersecurity and critical infrastructure since 1996. They brought the idea to us, and they have sort of the institutional knowledge and the background in all of the risk management and cybersecurity management with the federal government, and all the experience with DHS, and my firm is a public affairs firm. So what we do is generally work on advocacy causes and public awareness campaigns and help people find an audience for their cause. And so it was a great team of two smaller firms that came together to essentially compete with a lot of these larger firms that I think there were about 80 proposals that were put in for this challenge.
Right.
So Legal Networks came to us and said, we have these ideas, can you sort of help us devise the messaging and the vehicles and channels where we can communicate to people to do public awareness? And the Trot for Bots was one of a number of ideas in our proposal, but it was the one that DHS liked the best, and it won us the award for the most creative entry.